So this is the eighth aspect of a great sacred instruction, all summarized in this text. And so there is three particular steps which are mentioned here, which I personally found could be very beneficial for all of us, because we practitioners face one major obstacle, that is so many thoughts, you know, so many thoughts in our head. Whenever we meditate, all the thoughts come. So it is very interesting. There was one quite well-known person, and he used to be very, very good at idea, like strategy, very good. But then he used to say to his people, bring my daily sadhana. So when they bring him his daily sadhana puja, then he start puja, then all these great ideas come to his mind. So whenever he have to think, then he gets his sadhana in front of him, so that all the thoughts come. So when we practice, all the thoughts come. So that is our obstacle. The first method is mentioned, cut right there. So cut right there means we have to have another thought to stop the first thought. So thought that naturally come, so we say, I don't want it to continue. No, stop it. Then you don't continue. Then another thought might come after some time. And so that is the first method, which is easiest. One thought to stop another thought. And then the next step is when you become quite mature, that means not so many thoughts. As usual, then we have less thought. Then at that stage, then you let your thought just arise and then dissolve, and then another thought arise and dissolve without purposely stopping your thought. So that is the second. It is like cloud. Cloud appears in the sky and then cloud dissolves in the sky. So just like that. And then the third is at all time when you have thought or when you don't have thought, does not matter, same taste. So at all time apply the method of mindfulness and awareness. And apply the method of just remaining, japa. So that method. So there's so many method for this. And these three steps are mentioned here, and it struck me because it is how our practice really work. Because we have to do visualization in order to overcome and purify this ordinary sound, image, feeling, all these things which we have. So to transform this, we have to transform everything by visualization. So visualizing the impureness into pureness, and visualizing nirmana kaya into sambhoga kaya. So that is like the first method. And by force, then the obstacles are cut. And the second is let the obstacle come, let the obstacle go. So that is because obstacle does not have any substance. And third is with obstacle or without obstacle, always remain same on the primordial state same. So that is what I thought could be meaningful for all of us. Now, this is one of the very sacred transmission of Rupakaju lineage, and this is known as actually Menduk, the lower Rupakaju, and lineage is coming from Lorepa. And so this is five Tupa. Tupa means like able. Tupa is like tup means are you able to do it? Then you will say, yes, I will be able to do it. So Tupa. Can you defeat it? Yes, I can defeat it. Tupa. Can you achieve it? Yes, I can achieve it. So that is Tupa. Tupa means that. Also Shakya Tupa. So Buddha Shakyamuni, as we said, Tupa. Tupa. So now the first is Mahamudra. So what is the Tupa of the Mahamudra? Is the foundation. So you have the thing. Now, for example, I give you a very, very, very simple example. If there is some very poor person in need, the person need to have an eye operation, and the person does not have money to do that. But you don't want it to patronize either. But if you have 10 times more money than what the person need, then you have the thing to say, yes, I will try to help you. You know, so that is what we call thing. If you don't have anything, then you say, I will help you, but you don't have thing because you don't have it. Now, we all have the ground Mahamudra as our essence, therefore this thing. Tupa. That is first Tupa. The second Tupa is Tummo, the practice of Tummo. Practice of Tummo, superficially, we will not have to depend on clothes to keep us warm. But deeper than that is we will be able to overcome all elements' limitation. That is what we call miracle, because earth is always solid, water is always flowing, wind is always blowing, and the fire is always burning. But if you reach high, deep realization of Tummo practice, then all of that is irrelevant. Fire will not burn you, and water will not drown you, and you can walk on the air, you can fly. Oh, so all of that is actually Tupa. So you can, Tupa. That is Tummo. Sangchu Ritup. That means when you are free from the dualistic craving of joy, of any kind, and all the joys actually comes from union, harmony. When something is in harmony, it is nice, it is wonderful. When things are not in harmony, then it is not nice. So now, when things in harmony, it is dualistic. So when it is dualistic, then we get attachment for it. But if we are free from that dualism, then you are Rituk, because you are free from any danger of attachment for the joy. Therefore, joy become joy and emptiness in union. So that is Sangchu Rituk. And next is Nedu Tuktuk. That means normally this suffering, pain, all that sort of thing bothers us. But if you become same taste in the practice, if you are free from attachment, then you are also free from anger and free from jealousy and all of that. Because I must say that, because it is sometimes a little bit misleading for new Buddhists. When somebody is very new in Buddhism, and when we say we should not have attachment, that means we should not we should have some kind of non-attachment, you know. So it is like, instead of having normal attachment, now you try to have non-attachment. Then it becomes another sort of thing. It is like saying, I wanted to be non-sectarian, you know. So I don't want to be this, I don't want to be this, I don't want to be this, I want to be non-sectarian. So same thing, everybody should be non-sectarian. So the same way, we should not have attachment for all the samsaric things, naturally. It is not that we should have non-attachment. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So therefore, when that happens, then it is rituk, because all the sickness, all the suffering, all the pain, all of those things are really not a bothering issue for us. They all become part of our practice. So, ne deun tuk tuk. Now the last one is nyen po chen tuk. Now, chen means circumstances or condition. Now, a practitioner, there's so many things that happens. Each one of them can become a obstacle. But when you have the antidote for that, then none of them will become obstacle. Therefore, it is like a automatic thing. When there is light, there is shadow. The same way, whenever there is an obstacle, then there is an antidote for that. And what is that? That is always maintaining mindfulness and awareness, as well as, on top of that, mindfulness and awareness of and with and by the primordial natural state of mind. So if you are in that, then there's nothing that can become an obstacle. So nyen po chen thup. So that is five thupa. And the elaborated teaching is on this five thupa. So with that, the Rupakaju lineage sacred instructions are complete. The upper, the middle, and the lower lineage of Rupakaju. And sometimes in these sacred instructions, there's several times, instead of kaju, karju is mentioned. Use the word kar. Kar means white, and white lineage. So it is described that Milarepa, through the Tummo practice, only wearing a cotton sheet, and then Tsangpa Jare and Lore, they also were wearing only cotton. Through the Tummo practice, they don't need to wear anything else. So that is in one occasion the word kar is used. Karju is used to in connection with that one, and then at other time, there's several times in the sacred instructions. I came across that for all the practice, the most important is mugu. Mugu is translated as devotion, but it actually is not exactly 100% comprehensive as far as the word is concerned, I think. Because Möpa, Möku is two words put together, Möpa and Kupa. Möpa is, I like to be like Buddha, you know, an admiration. And Kupa is, because Buddha already have achieved what I can achieve, therefore I have tremendous respect. So Möpa and Kupa together, there's something like a devotion. So then this is, that is the most essential, and the unconditional mugu is enough. So chik tup chik means one, tup is again tupa, you know tupa, so will do. Karpo chik tup karpo is a way of saying. Devotion is enough. So it is a linguistic way of saying. In English, it doesn't make any sense by using the white there, but in Tibetan it does. So it means the unconditional devotion is absolutely enough. So essential and enough. Then everything will happen. Then unconditional devotion will have unconditional realization, conditional devotion will have conditional realization. No devotion will have no realization. So that is, at several occasions, word white is used for kaju. Normally, it is kaji jupa, so it is paokaka, the command, and sometimes word kar is used. So I thought you should know this. So sometimes, if you don't know that, maybe when you read some text and then you think the text made a mistake, so you will try to correct it. You know, actually, it's not a mistake. It is it is mentioned in the text very clearly.